this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we try to trip up Davin's scammer Agnes. Along the way, we learn about legal gold, illegal porn. We confront Agnes on her expression of water. We learn a new African word and that Davin is a creep. So listen and enjoy.
At some point, I have to end this.
Yeah, but I don't...
How am I going to end? Is it going to end with a gunshot like we've done before?
Yeah.
Am I going to get in a fight? How is this going to end?
I don't know, but we're not there yet.
4.5 months. How long
with
can
you
I
you moving to Ghana.
Let me tell you. today I didn't
and getting rolled at the airport and all your gold being taken.
Yeah.
Today I did not go on Facebook at a particular time just because I didn't want to talk to her. Like a real relationship.
Yep.
Okay, I go, I am not sleeping with anybody for pay. I'm trying to save myself for you. That's good, because I'm doing the same here. I bet you are.
I'm trying.
I am trying.
Trying.
She goes, have you compiled the scripts yet? Back to work!
Oh, cool.
I go, they are not done unless you are writing without me. She goes, of course not. I go, I saw something about Ghana on TV today. And this is true, by the way. I did see this. She goes, what did you see? A show about Americans and gold in Ghana. They're doing a show, like the Discovery Channel's doing a show. It's...
Oh, yeah.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
I go, wow. She goes, wow, and what is it about? I go, kind of like what you told me before I came. Do you remember? Well, not really. But is it gold? Is it about the gold mines and the gold wealth of Ghana? I go, you do not recall how excited you were about me and gold? She goes, well, sorry, because there's a lot of pauses. Fucking problem.
Yeah, because she's trying to call other people and going, hey, which one of you assholes
brought gold? Stop right there. So it was probably somebody else that rode that portion.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad which I cut out for this, but, you know, whatever.
But that was somebody else on that portion.
There are other, it can't be real because there are other people. Right.
He goes, well, kind of forgot, but I know Ghana has a lot of gold and wealth, she says. I go, okay, you were very excited about me coming, and then you told me to bring extra money to buy gold. She goes, oh, okay, now I remember. Yeah, there is gold. There is this gold company in Accra, and they have some really cool gold jewelry.
There's gold in them there hills.
I go, do you remember what we argued about before I came to Ghana? She goes, so what did you see on TV? I go, Americans were going to Ghana for gold, and they were saying how dangerous it was. She goes, really? But there are a lot of Americans here who are into gold. I go, it's a new TV show, so they might show other stuff, but they made it seem very dangerous. Lots of guns.
Mm.
She goes, were they going to mine it or buy it? I go, I am not sure. Does it make a difference? She goes, well, if they're going to mine it illegally, then it will be dangerous. I go, well, they have a TV crew, so I assume it was legal. I think the security is important if you're going to do something like this. She goes, yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you seem more concerned now than you did when I was coming there.
She this goes, person
really?
Is.
Didn't realize that. Yeah, you might want to check with the author of that bullshit.
Oh, they quit. Yeah, their notes are gone.
Fired! You thought I was crazy for insisting on American protection if I got the gold you wish. She goes, well, I did, because you remember I thought it was too expensive and not necessary.
Oh,
and that's true!
That's true!
She fucking wraps it all up!
Mm. Okay. So,
we have a team.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
We need to call them and find out what they're doing. I go, that's true. What am I going to say? Enough of that. She go, what do you say we work about on the script? I go, if you would like. You sure do like to work on these scripts? I go, you could say I'm glad to work with you. I go, I think you just like porn. Well, not really, but since I met you, let's just say I have a slight interest in it now.
Not really, a slight interest? That scene, do me an ass. Take a...
Wow. She learns quickly.
I go, I think you like it more than you will admit. She goes, no, I don't. I go, okay. Uh-huh. I go, you sure write like you do. Really? She goes, I guess it's because I learned from the best. But did you know pornography is illegal in Ghana?
What?
Really?
Now we're learning things.
Oh.
I go, I did not. So I go, how do they make sure nobody looks at porn? Well, they can't, but they arrest those who sell CDs if they are caught.
Oh.
I go, how did you watch the pirate movie? Because remember she watched that pirate movie?
Yeah.
The porn pirate movie? On a CD. I guess you are a rule breaker. She goes, well, it is right if you are not caught.
Ah.
Here's my religious girl.
Yeah.
I go, I'll keep that in mind.
Uh-huh.
I go, when did you watch? A couple months ago. So dangerous. How'd you get your hands on it? She goes, I heard of it, so I got it. I go, so you hang out with outlaws? She goes, of course not, but something is funny here. I go, what's funny? Ghanas are funny. It's like they don't know porn is illegal. They don't know until they are arrested, LOL. I go, did you like the movie? She goes, pirates? I go, yeah. Well, it's different and interesting. I go, did it make you horny? No, because there's action, too, in it.
Wait, what?
I go, so you just like what? A lot of sex with no plot. Yeah. She goes, well, you can say that.
Hey, girl.
I go, well, tell me. I don't want to put words in your mouth. She goes,
I want to put something else in your mouth.
I go, that's interesting. You are different than most women. You like what guys like, sir. She goes, really? Guys like that, too? Wow, didn't know that, really.
Oh, duh.
I go, guys like mostly sex, like sex with a plot. I guess you are a manly woman. LOL.
Yeah, but I'm a manly woman, but she I go, like it too.
She goes, I'm a passionate woman. I go, passionate? I go, passionate about lots of screwing.
Yeah.
She goes, no, passionate naturally. I go, what does that mean?
I like it in the ass. That's unnatural.
She goes, I am passionate naturally. That's just how I am. Okay, I better stay on the good side of your passion. I don't want to get on your bad side. She goes, that's true.
Like Rosa did.
She goes, have to get a bottle. Be right back. I go, you used to have a name for getting a drink of water. It was really cute. Do you remember what it was?
Oh,
you
guys bastard. Remember?
It was tasty.
Tasty.
Tasty. She goes, is it a bottle of pure water? I go, why? She goes, because that's why they call it here, but I don't know how pure it is, LOL. It's got jokes.
Yeah, just like we're not sure about you.
I go, oh, no, you used to have an expression that you use when you got a drink. I guess you don't remember it. She goes, I kind of forgot since it's been a while I used it. Do you remember it? I go, my memory isn't very good, but I thought it was adorable. Okay, maybe one of these days I'll remember it. I hope so. I think you said it was an African expression. She goes, I am not that good with African expressions.
But you live in Africa.
Well, she hasn't been there for that long, although she did vote for the president of Ghana. But I am living quite... But I
their election laws are strange.
Yeah, really.
So I tell her, I go, tell me expressions from your home. Akwaba means welcome.
Akwaba.
I go, that is African, right? She goes, yes. I go, tell me expressions from where you grew up. Can you try saying it? I go, can I try saying what? She goes, Akwaba. I go, I can, but you can't hear me, silly.
You say it perfectly.
She goes, you want more African expressions? I go, is that where you grew up? She goes, I thought you said you wanted African expressions. I go, no, I wanted expressions. No, I want you to remember what you used to say for getting water. Then I asked for some expressions where you grew up. She goes, a stitch in time saves nine. Two heads are better than one. And good name is better than riches. Hope you like them.
I never heard that last one. Did
good
you?
Good name is better than riches.
A good name is better than riches? Oh.
I said, that's very smart and profound.
It stinks.
She asked me if I've had any luck with my child. I go, no, she hates me. She goes, thought she's changed now. I go, she thinks her dad is a creep who left her mother and is a cheater.
Well,
she would understand when she grows up. I go, I don't know about that. She goes, I know.
She must have learned some new words tonight, too.
Actually, she thinks her dad's a creep who sits in the basement and talks about sex with other women.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.